Let's be honest. 4 years ago, how many of us knew that Michael Bitzer would be as good as Michael Bitzer is? 4 years ago, how many of you knew anything about the Fitzgeralds other than the fact that they were movie stars as kids? Really, really young kids.
I still remember the time when this all felt like a dream. So completely out of reach, frustrating. We kept our nose to the grind to make the days turn into weeks. Hoping time will heal the pain of waiting. Now it seems so long ago. Just look.
Years ago, Kyle Bauman was almost out of hockey, almost quit the game to enroll in college. Why? Because nobody wanted to give him a scholarship. Then BSU came calling. Carter Struthers? He's been here 5 years. Hardly played as a freshman or a sophomore. Took a redshirt year because of injury. Almost left school before Ruslan Panan decided he was going to play pro hockey in Russia. Back comes Carter a year ago, played some big minutes for the Beavers, and won a McNaughton Cup because of it. And how about the Bemidji boy, Jordan Heller, a Bemidji native, as captain of the Beavers? Maybe a little snake bit offensively. He had 3 goals last week alone. Who knew what these 7 seniors would accomplish 4 or 5 years ago? None of us. But their head coach has high praise for them now.
Could be the best senior class we've ever brought in. It could be the best class. When you take a look at what these guys have accomplished, the 3 Fitzgeralds, Kyle Bauman, Jordan, Strutsy, and Mike Bitzer, they've had a lot of successes on the ice, but our team success has been there, and they've been so exciting to watch. Just take a look at the speed, the excitement level that these guys play with night in and night out, the spirit that they have. This is a class this is a class that you can't replace. And every now and then you can't replace. We got Bitz. Bitz is the best player we've had at the Division I level. He's the best player we've had at the Division I level at Bemidji State. The records show for that. He's going to play 140 games in his career here, and he's probably going to be under 2.0 goals against. He's going to finish as a Hobey Baker finalist, a league MVP, an All-American. It's pretty impressive. You got a guy like Kyle and Jerry, 2 strong centers who can skate, who can make plays, who are exciting. Again, Leo and Miles, exciting guys. Jordan, physical, captain as a hometown kid. Strutsy, guy who's kind of persevered over 5 years, came back for a 5th year, so. And they got better every year. So all these guys, the story might be a little different with these guys, but again, I think collectively, it's been a very strong group for us. And again, they all bring a little bit different attributes to the table, but going to be missed. And I'm going to sit there and say, could be, not going to say they are, but could be top class we brought in at the Division I level.
And the best is yet to come.
The Beavers didn't play great last night, but what the heck? They got the job done. They needed 5 points this weekend to secure home ice. They got 2 last night. 3 more tonight. Checks off another item on the to-do list. Final regular season home game for 7 seniors. 7 seniors that'll be missed, certainly next year. But this year isn't over yet. Final regular season home game. Beavers, Alaska's Nanooks. The Noosa pregame show next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.